with a history of kings and queens and heroic figures, modern-day England exudes the image of a noble nation and a kind-hearted people. As a multicultural nation that is diverse in religious customs and beliefs, England is truly unique as one of the world's leading countries. It embodies an aura of romance and fantasy, of gallantry and nobility. On the brink of a new millennium, a noble sage arrived in England to share the secrets of heaven and life after death. A world-famous humanitarian, spiritual teacher and artist, Supreme Master Ching Hai selflessly embarked on an 18-country lecture tour to share the message of hope, love and peace. Her wisdom and wit soothed and rejuvenated the hearts of all who sought to rediscover the inner sanctum of truth and the kingdom of God. We now invite you to listen to the lecture entitled Face Life with Courage, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai on June the 9th, 1999 in London, England.
Hello. Please be welcome. You can sit with me here. Yes. Yes. No problem. Sit here. Why not? Here. Yes. Yes, there's one more seat here. Okay. Anybody, please welcome. Sit there as long as you're comfortable. We're just at home. You know, I am at home in England. This is my country. Yes. Thank you so much for this overwhelming welcome and love. This is my country and Europe is my home. Actually, it's been a long tour and this is the last one. Because so many people invited me to England and more than anywhere else and before everybody else. So with all my love, I'm here for you. And just later you tell me whatever I can do, I will. Yeah? Because we can see God. It's very simple. It's just we have to be quiet a little. Just that normally we are very busy. We look outside, we look for all the things. If we are too busy looking outside and hearing outside and paying attention outside, we don't see God. That's all. But to see God is very simple. That is one thing. Another thing, to keep God all the time with us, there are certain lifestyle, almost like heaven lifestyle, that we should follow. The people in heaven, of course, they don't even need to eat. Yeah? Some of them, I mean, depends on which heaven. Yeah, heaven has different class too. Just like in our world, we have different countries with a different level of development. Heaven has also different level. Yes, you hear that there are seven heavens. That is true. There are even more than that. Heavens are infinite. We can explore forever. But when we go to the highest one, we will meet God. I mean the Most High. The Most High, the formless one, the one with all love, all grace, all forgiveness, and all happiness, all bliss, all blessing. There's nothing blemished about him. There's nothing judgmental about him. And it doesn't matter how bad we sin, he always loves us. And that is the Most High. That is the Most High. And he lives in the Most High place, of course. But this is not a place. And yet it is a place. While traveling back to our original home, where the Most High so-called resides, if there is such a person, but he is not a person, is a tremendous power which creates all things, and all things will return in the end. And then it will recreate again, and then it will come back again, and recreate again. And then from the creation, steam another creation. During meditation, you can discover all this. If you have patience, and if you're really interested in the mystery of the universe. Otherwise, to see God is very, very simple. Even children can see Him and talk to Him. So, in order to see the Most High, we have to communicate with a little less high quality, less high level of God, manifestation of God. Let's say the most material aspect of God is what we see here, sitting around here, and here, and here, and here. Yes, this is the most density of God materialization. And that's why the Bible mentioned that, know you not that you are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells within you. So we have nothing except God live within us, and that I have experienced. It has been revealed to me during meditation, and much, much more. Of course, I don't have time for all this. I just that you will have time to explore the universe yourself if you want to. I'm going to make a very big exception for English people tonight. That is, I'm going to make all of you see God with no conditions. But if you want to see more, if you want to get initiation, to do it every day properly and going deeper without any fear of danger, then you should register your name and let me take the responsibility to help you until you become the master, until you become one with God. That's it. That is, until you can walk alone yourself and know that you are one with God. But for other people, I'm going to make a very, very big exception. Yeah, after this. Yeah, I let you see God. Yes.
Do you promise that in this life or next life?
This life, this instant. Not after life, you don't even know if you come into human life. Yes, this life, sir, this life. Very this lifetime. If I can make it, you can make it. If all of our brothers and sisters who has been initiated can make it, you can make it. Only this life is the life that matter to us. Because who can prove to you that next life we have or not? Yeah? Most of the souls after leaving this planet, most of them do not reincarnate again in this planet. Yes. So I can promise you next life, actually. You see, you might be reborn again in another heaven or in another planet, yeah? Not necessarily this one, and not necessarily in this physical frame just as this. Although we have other planets which have human populated just like us, yeah? Even more advanced in technology. Now talking about technology, our world, our planet has been advanced to the peak of technological civilization long times ago, long time. And that's why when the archaeologists, when they dug those remnants of the older civilization, sometimes they discover those artifacts, even similar to airplane, and similar to those what you call UFO, has been left. And on this planet, why is that? Because our civilization has been at the peaks of its glory before this era. And then we destroy ourselves because we've been too advanced in technology, but not advanced enough in spirituality. These two things have to go hand in hand, or else we don't have enough power to handle the knowledge that we have. So we destroy ourselves and almost destroy many other planets surrounding, because at that time we could even fly to different planets in a matter of hours or days. Yeah? Nowadays we take light years to go to other places, or at least months to go to the moon. In the old time, not so. It's quicker. Now we begin to develop again, just like old time. We are on the verge of discovering some greater thing, greatest thing of the technology advancement, and this is why we are in danger also. That's why we have so many wars, because we are so advanced in weapons, but we are not too advanced in spirituality. Spirituality has two aspects. One is theory and another one is practice. The theory is the one who introduced to us God, heaven, and the bliss, and the everlasting life, and the seeing God while living, for example, just like I'm doing now, introducing the apple. Yeah? And the practical aspect of spirituality is the apple itself. It's when you eat it. Yeah. So, anyhow, for theory, we have plenty already. We have all kind of spiritual scriptures, and we have all kind of doctrines that talk about God, talk about Buddha, talk about heaven, about Buddha's land and all that. And they just make us mouth water because we don't see it ourselves. We don't know what God looks like. We don't know what heaven is. We thought only the pure people of the ancient time can see heaven, can talk to God. But why not us? The people in the old time, they also eat, they also work, they also get married, they also have children, they also take care of their family, just exactly the way we are doing now. So I don't see how the people of old time are purer than us in any way, logically speaking. So because of that, I was wondering myself, before I get the taste of enlightenment, I wonder, how come I cannot see God? How can I not see Buddha? I see the people in the old time, they can. So I must be able to. I cannot believe in a Buddha or God when I don't see, and I don't know. So I try my best, I try many ways, I try to go in different school, I try to see different teachers, hoping to find the truth. So finally, when there's a will, there's a way. Somebody show me how to see God. And afterward, after some time of practice, God has allowed me, he orders that I should share my personal experience with other people who are ready to know. Not everybody ready to know, but whomever ready to know, he reveals himself. And I just show it to you. And this is very simple. Now, that is a practical aspect of spirituality. That is the things that we have been introduced to. We must know it. We must taste it. All the Bibles and the spiritual scriptures of different religions mention similar experience. Like when you are enlightened, you see the light. At least you see the light, which is one aspect of God. God has no form, even though he can manifest in forms. Physically and metaphysically, so that we can identify ourselves with him and talk to him and even complain to him and also can hear his advice so that we can take care of our daily problems better. We become wiser. And that's how we become saintly, we become wise men. The old time people become wise men because of direct communication with God, direct teaching from the Most High. So in the beginning, when we first know God, he might appear to us as light, he might talk to us through human languages, or as intuition in our mind, but later on, he will rise us higher and higher until we become one with him. And that's when we can declare, I and my Father are one, the way our Lord Jesus has reached God. Even if the Lord Jesus was also a master of a highest order, when he was born here, he has to relearn again. So we also have been born from the high order. Originally, we are all God. I mean, part of God. We're one with God as a whole. And then as God willed it, we divided, or he divided himself into different aspects of himself. so that life, the universe is more colorful, more active, more lively. Otherwise, what do you think? God, no form, no anger, no disturbance, just hanging in there somewhere. All bliss, all light, nothing to do. nothing happening, nothing bad ever happened, no challenge for God to even test himself. So he has to manifest in so different ways. Therefore, do not, please, I repeat, God has revealed to me that do not blame yourself for being sinful. Do not look down upon yourself because you are the children of God. Whatever happens, it has to happen. And if we don't like what happens, we can change. We don't like our personality, we don't like the way we live our life, we don't like to live in darkness, then we can change that. We change to a better person, we change to a different lifestyle, we change to a more loving, more understanding. And if we could not do it by ourselves, we turn to God. We turn to God by going inside, in the kingdom of God within us, then let God teach us, let God change us. Let God guide our life into a better direction, more suitable to a child of God, which we expect ourselves to be. So, this is why we are here, just to remind you that you are great, that you truly are great, and I can't even prove it to you that you are great if you give me a chance, even later on, just an instant. And then later you have to prove it to yourself every day during meditation. You contact more with the aspect of the divine within yourself, and then you will know gradually or quickly that you're truly one with God. And then we become one with it. We can visit the highest heaven and then enjoy the bliss while we are living here. We come and go. Go to heaven, come back to work, go to heaven, come back to work. Just like you go to London, go back to somewhere else, go on the airplane, go to Paris, come back. This is very simple. If we could do everything with this physical body, we could do much more with our spiritual body. We have so many bodies. The one is the physical, which is fitted with a computer, which we call brain, and which we don't even know how to use. Actually, we know that, huh? We only use 5 or 10% of this computer capacity even. Even just this physical brain, we didn't even use it. Talk about heaven within us, we don't know, that is for sure. Because since the day we were born, we have been taught to be a human being. We have been told that we are human being. We are even told that we are sinner, that even ancestors that we don't even know of have passed the sin on us. So how can we even stand up and feel proud of ourselves, even think of claiming the glory of a child of God? Do you know what a child of God is? Can you think about it? It's not just the words of it, but the meaning of it, the weight of it. God is the most powerful person in this whole universe, and we are his child. It even mentioned in the Bible that God made man in his own image. Everything, everywhere, the Buddha also told us that I am the Buddha, you are the Buddha in the future. You have Buddha nature inside you. The Christian told us you have kingdom of God within you. And yet we never know that. We live our life day to day, hand to mouth. Sometimes don't even have enough for our necessity. And all this make us frustrated and we become angry with each other. We become very agitated with no reasons. Just because somewhere in this subconscious, we still remember the life in heaven that we have left behind long ago. That over there, we had everything, that we were powerful. Whatever we think, we have. Whatever we think, become. And here, we have to beg for food. Literally, we work 10 hours, work so tired sometimes, so sick and still have to work just because we have to fit the body. And the body even makes trouble for us. And even we have to leave it behind after some times. So that's why Jesus say, lay not your treasure on earth, where moth and insects can destroy, but lay the treasure upon heaven, where you can have it forever. When we go, when we have a chance to go to heaven, the higher we go, the less we feel attached to this world. We come back, we still go to work, we still discharge our duty, but we have no longer feel the slavery of life that's pounding upon us. We feel no longer the frustration of the struggle that we don't know why we have to work so hard, but we still continue to work. We will know everything. We will know that life is so. And God will teach us many much more interesting things that the mundane level of problems, anxiety, worry will leave us, because they are so insignificant compared to what we know in heaven. The true self and the true home will make us feel that we don't need anything here, because simply we don't belong here. When we meditate, we can even leave this body behind. We can even see it sitting there like a lump of clay. Have you seen somebody dead before without makeup? You haven't. You go to the hospital where they put the dead body, have a look at it. That's how you look like when you meditate and get out of the body. You look at yourself and say, ooh, who is that? Yeah, some people, they meditate, they look like they sleep, you know, like this. They don't move. So sometimes when you come back from heaven, you feel reluctant to enter into this physical flesh. At that time, it feels like prison sometimes. And now that we love it so much, you know? Yeah, but when we meditate, we come back, we feel it's nothing, it doesn't really belong to us. And some other times, when we meditate deeply, we feel that the whole body disappear. We don't feel the body. We feel even the body has become glorified, become like heaven-like. So it become all light and all bliss and all happiness. So that we know that physical dimension originally do not exist. It exists because we have been blindfolded to heaven, so that we have to see the only one dimension is this here. And once our heavenly faculty opened, we can see heavenly dimensions. It's just like when you see through the telescope, yeah? There are many things we don't see. We can see with the aid of the magnifying glass. We can see a lot of invisible germs and all kind of cells, all kind of things that has been moving and living, and with the naked eyes, we cannot see. We have a much, much more sophisticated, a super sophisticated heavenly eye within us. Some of us can actually see the eye too. Yes, that is, if you subjectively leave even the psychic body, go out of the psychic body, then you can see the eye too. There are many levels of body we have to pass through. Actually, we don't have a body. It just seems so, because we have to see it in that way in order to exist in this world. If we see heaven all the time, then it is a heaven. Then we don't need to do anything, and we cannot carry out our role as a human being. Therefore, a curtain has been drawn between us and heaven, so that we can carry on this life. But some of us, we don't like it anymore. Some of us still like it. Some of us don't like it anymore. It's no fun. We feel this drama is no fun. That means it's time to go home. And two other people, they still like to play. Then they're not interested in spiritual aspect. So in order to solve this suffering of our soul that we feel burdened here, we must know our true self, which is a part of God, and we will know that through a very, very simple way, is turn our attention inward. Just like if God sitting here and you look over there, of course you cannot see. So we just know where to find Him. and then you can see it right away.
I have two basic questions. If this is the first time and the last time that we are coming to this earth, then why do people end up suffering as children, as without knowing any sort of wrong? Why do children come to this earth and suffer? You said that we come here to this earth, to this plane of existence, once.
I didn't say once.
At the beginning.
No, once we have come down here, but not necessarily one time.
So we come back again and again?
Yes, or in other planets similar. Not everybody come back again and again, but some do.
And you said that do not punish yourself for the mistakes that you make. If you do not punish yourselves, or if you do not try to learn from the mistakes that you make, why are you living?
I did not say you do not punish yourself. You cannot punish yourself anyhow. It hurts. I just say do not blame yourself. Just change your way of life. Yeah? Because you did not know. If what you did not know, you were not wrong. Okay? Besides, we came into this world so many temptations, so many burdens upon us, we struggle to survive. So if we make mistakes, it's all right, we just change it. If we don't like the mistake we make, we change it. Yeah? And whatever I show you, like to be vegetarian, to keep the Ten Commandments, are just a reminding of you, if you want to change your way of life, then you will see the difference. That's all.
Master, when meditating in a large group, the energy level is extremely powerful and at times may become too powerful. How do you accept this and go higher and not lose concentration?
If it is too powerful to you and you can't bear it, then you go out of samadhi for a while, take a walk, drink a glass of water and go back. I'll come back tomorrow. The thing is, we want to go to heaven, but we're both scared at the same time. Yes, that happens. Many of our brothers and sisters always ask me the same question. Sometimes when they sleep and tired, they don't meditate, they don't see much light. They say, oh, Master, I don't see light anymore. And I say, go meditate more. And then when they meditate more, they see too much light and they're so powerful and they get drawn up to heaven. Oh, I'm so scared. It is the mind that is scared. We are, as a soul, are one with God. The drop is one with the ocean. Do not be scared of the ocean. Let go, let go. The worst would be is that you die. Huh? Don't we die finally anyhow? And if you die in the arms of God, in the brilliance of light, isn't that better than dying in darkness? Huh? Don't be afraid, okay? I'm proud of my country, my second country. Yeah, English people are very, very courageous people. And they're so gentle, but so courageous. You see, their police don't have any gun. Can you imagine patrolling the dark alley at night alone, or with two persons with no gun or whatsoever to defend yourself? And they still do it. So, you know, courageous way of life is the only way of life. Yeah? We are courageous, right? We are not afraid of physical death. What about, yeah, going to heaven? Don't you want to go to heaven now? Huh? Yes, so. What are you afraid of?
Is there such a thing as genuine free will? Or are all our lives predetermined?
There are genuine free will and predetermined. Yes, yes. Genuine free will is when you're really free. After enlightenment, you can use your free will better. Before enlightenment, we can only bow to fate and destiny. Sometimes our strong will wakes up in some emergency situation and we turn things around, but rarely people have such a strong will. Therefore, free will is that God lets you do what you want. God lets you do what you want. But then you create the bad consequence. As the Bible says, as you sow, so shall you reap. You know that? So if our free will, we use it in a discriminate way, we do all kind of bad things. And when the bad consequence come to us, at that time, no more free will. Because we have to bow under the burdens of the consequence of as you sow, so shall you reap. So there is a free will, but we have to know how to use it wisely. When we are enlightened, we know how to use free will better, because we can see what is right, what's wrong. Or God teach us silently, and we intuitively know what is right, what's wrong to do. Before that, most of us bow to destiny.
Spiritually, I want to know how to ask God to protect me in my home against evil spirits.
Fear is the opposite of God. If we truly believe in God, we don't have fear. But then, I have a way. You awaken the God within you, and He protects you. Right? I don't promise my protection or anything. It's you have to protect yourself. You have God within you. The Bible told you that God dwells within you. I help you to show you where that God is. You wake Him up, make Him work, okay? Yes, I have one question here, priority, first class. It is really possible to materialize the kingdom of God on earth with all abundance and beauty. Yes, yes, yes and no. Yes and no. You know why yes and why no? Yes, because we all can do it. No, because not all of us want to do it. Even though I promise God to can see every day, but oh, I cannot be vegetarian. Oh, what, 2.5 hours, too much. I rather work for the company 8 hours and earn £2,000 a day. Yes, but you don't know. Working for God, we earn so much. We earn the kingdom of God as well as the glory of this worldly life. He would take care of us. Jesus has promised so many things, but not many people understand. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and all the things shall be added unto you. I wasn't born rich. I didn't have the talent to do anything. When I draw my first one in the drawing class, my teacher don't even want to look at it. She said, "What is that?" I worked so hard on all the colors, and she didn't understand what I draw. For example, and now I can do many kind of things. I can design clothes, I can design jewelry, so that I can earn a lot of money, so that I can use this money to serve God, to help my brothers and sisters spiritually and financially. It is because in my heart, all I wanted was God, and He knows that. Maybe that's why He bestowed this privilege on this humble person, because you can't cheat God. He knows what you want. Doesn't matter what we say, "Oh God, I really want you," but He knows your heart. So I didn't say much, but He knows what I want. So He gave everything.
Thank you for watching today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us on Friday for part 2 of Face Life with Courage. Coming up next is Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. With heaven's grace, may your life be filled with joy and laughter.